Blog Talk Radio.
This is Power Talk with great music. Black power, music, bios, fun, competitions, etc. It's going on, y'all. This is your boy, Jimmy Spice Curry. And my co-host, Crazy Psycho, maybe him, maybe not, you never know. That's why the person's called Crazy Psycho. Hey, figure it out. Listen, this show is fast-paced, rapid-fire music, interviews, bios, chat, tips, even talent competitions, and a little bit of news to keep you informed, you know, with what's going down. So again, it's Power Talk with great music. It's Black Power, music, bios, fun competitions. Keep that dial locked, y'all. Keep listening. We will be right back, baby.
One time, my New York niggas, try to stay standing the fuck up. You know I got love. DJ Holiday in the building. Chirac, my Cali niggas. Indiana, you know what it is. No pen, no pad,
I'm so tired, it's broken. I'm so tired, it's broke, bitch. Yeah. No job, no funds. I'm so tired, it's broken. I'm so tired of these broke bitches. Might as well flex on nigga like damn, nigga man flexing on these niggas. I ain't worried about nothing. Motherfucker push a button on these suckers like fuck getting money on these niggas. What the fuck you mean?
Fuck you,
came from the streets and I did it all off of my team. You know what that mean, huh? KVOMG, motherfucker, you ain't know about the team. Still getting money, starting on these broke ass niggas. Pussy ass, hoe ass nigga, man, you know about me, I'm getting dope, my nigga. You ain't no KVO, my niggas. Pussies be talking and dissing. Nah, we do not fuck with these niggas. I drop a brick on y'all niggas, make a nigga go ahead and shit on y'all bitches.
I'm so tired, he's broke. I'm so tired, he's broke, bitch. Yeah. No job, no funds. I'm so tired, he's broke. I'm so tired, he's broke, bitch. Might as well flex on, nigga, like
I done came up, nigga. Got my motherfucking name up, nigga, I do it. But I ain't worried about niggas when they dissing shit, cause I still keep shooting. Man, I ride with that ratchet, you copping, you rapping, you fucking get blast on. My niggas is with it, start fighting, committed, motherfucker get smashed on. I ain't worried about no nigga, and I ain't starting on no bitch. I'm riding with my whole clique, y'all niggas know me, man, I'm gifted. Getting this money, we spending it, fucking these bitches, we do it for the feeling it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. I got hella hoes, I got hoes. I got hella hoes, I got hoes. End up selling dope in my deal. I got hoes. Woo! I got hella hoes, I got hoes. I got hella hoes, I got hoes. Yeah, and I'm selling dope. And yeah. I just bought a chopper, let that bitch know. I got guard in these streets. Extra hard for these hoes. We move hard in these streets. Young guard X in the most. I'm like guard in these streets. Got a tech in my coat. I go hard in these streets. Johnny Depp with the flow. I flip nickels and notes. I flip powder and base. I done shoveled the snow. I done showered the state. See the flowers gon' grow. And the power gon' raise. And we came through the dough. Here we got us a race.
All these diamonds in my teeth. I'm going up a gal in a Hennessy. Better let the big go cause she bigger me. And Versace, a hoe, she fucking me. And I gave it that beat like I'm Timothy. But walking that pussy like Billie Jean. And I open your chest like you Janet Jackson. And I flip that like you Emily. If I'm chemistry late and I penetrate. Let it sit in your face at a dinner date. To bust open your grill at a ventilate. And my niggas is killers, what can I say? With the cool gorillas like 50 Cent. And they peeling bananas, no dinner plate. And I'm only gon' ride with my syndicate. A satin let that nigga, period.
Woo! I got hella hoes, I got hoes. I got hella hoes, I got hoes. And I'm selling dope. And I just bought a chopper, let that bitch know. I got
always see me with a couple niggas. Getting money with a couple niggas. Burning up the spot, fucking up the club, we made it. Hell yeah, couple niggas. Got a couple bottles, got a couple switches. Couple fans, got a couple bitches, got the whole block sewn up. Ask them who it is, they gon' say a couple niggas. Got a couple problems with a couple niggas. Tell my niggas, grab a couple niggas. 100 deep inside the club, now them niggas got a problem with a couple niggas. Keep the burner on me for a couple niggas. Only reason I don't fuck with niggas, cause I made it. Front of motherfucking, bottom fucking with a couple niggas, nigga.
Don't panic, nigga, don't panic. Don't panic, nigga, don't panic. Shorty fell in love with a hus,
with a hus, with a hus.
Man, I took her from a bus,
from a bus, from a bus.
Niggas keep talking like they know something.
They know,
I slide on your bitch like she hoes up.
Don't
panic, don't panic. We just getting started, nigga, don't panic,
don't panic.
Real niggas getting kite. Watch the fake niggas hide. But don't panic, don't panic. We just getting started, nigga, don't panic. But don't panic. Don't panic, we just getting started, nigga, don't panic.
Talkin' fifth scale, got the whole ten. See you fuck niggas from four planets. Just getting started, nigga, don't panic. If you a star, I'm a whole planet.
Actin' like you won't get it. Have a run through the team like Jerome Bettis. You don't wanna, don't look for it. Hey, your bitch on the surfboard. Surfboard, surfboard. If you want this money, gotta work for it. What you looking at? Bust a wide open, making ass.
Shorty fell in love with a hus,
with a hus, with a hus. Man, I took her from a bus,
from a bus, from a bus.
Niggas keep talking like they know something.
They know, they
I slide
know.
On your bitch like she hoes up.
Don't panic,
don't panic.
Yeah.
We just getting started, nigga. Don't panic.
Yeah.
Real niggas getting kite. Real niggas getting kite. Watch the face.
What's it on that beat?
Oh.
Or motherfucker bitch. Blame mustard if you mad a nigga rich. See, I'm an asshole, got hundreds with me like a block crib. Don't talk to me if you ain't got shit, get your nightstick and we can politic. And girl, fuck the nigga that you came with. Cause really, he a bitch in every language. Young nigga ballin', no D1. If you ain't hoin', you gon' be one. Watch out.
Look, got him texting her, he needs some. She in his threesome, call around threesome. Please come, show it late night like a rerun. Three blunts, two black, three blunts. Two black, three blunts, two black ants in a seagram. Drink it, pop the private like it stole your baby. Race ain't no discrimination, bitch, my favorite color naked. Coldest statement out in Anchor, someone passes over Blake. And we ain't fucking, I won't even make a statement. Bitch, you know where to take it.
To the ground type shit, I just wanna see it in your mouth right quick.
Sorry,
how much money you going up?
Tell him I got the juice. Look, wait a minute. Tell him I got the juice. Look, by the way. Tell him I got the juice. Look, wait a minute. Tell him I got the juice. By the way.
Ain't
nobody fucking with me. Swear to God, if they wanted, they could come and get me. Ha! Never been afraid of a nigga. Got a little change, they done changed on a nigga. Turn my music up, make it bang for me, nigga. Got some hating in your blood, get away from me, nigga. Hey! They ain't never ever try to help me. But I bet they never gon' forgive me. Look, roll that dough, pull that drape. Fingers to the sky, give a damn what you say. It's my time, y'all gotta wait. Do it like me, man, you know that you can't. Look, I keep 124-7, nigga, you be on the sideline with the nigga. I always keep it real with my crew. Then you give a damn what you do, cause I got the show.
I'm the only nigga doing it.
Wait a minute.
Niggas doing it. I'm too legit.
Tell
go hammer
got
with the foolishness. My nana said my grandma can maneuver this
right
industry until I'm super rich. And now I'm super rich. Assuming this is more than humorous. The pepper butterfly. My newest shit. In fact, the rumor is the way I prove it.
I'm a classy man. You can be mean when you look this clean. I'm a classy man.
Your location, she thinks she me or something. Put on my chains, man, she thinks she me or something. She keep a c- in her bag, she thinks she me or something. Can't see me, I'm a binoculars. Running a check, I'm proud of you. Running a racks, I'm proud of you. I bet EC food. Took the hot box on the detour. Came back red on the bottom of the shoe. Bust up the devil, she thinks she
she missed some.
Canary yellow, she thinkin' she missed some.
Step like a stepper, she drippin' a million your pooch. She thinks she missed some. She barely ever pop her not die, but when she do, when she try and kill some. My number one hitter always moving in silence, she the truth. Real one. You can ask her if she gang gang, she gon' tell you she rep the same thing I do. Bruh. She not my main thing, but on the weekend she loving my crew, loving my crew.
She say she got a man, act deaf, I don't hear her. Come here girl, stop playing, let me your liver. What's in my pants, they don't gotta go to dinner. I stole a heart, that shine, I still, I sorry, I'm a sinner. Let her put my chains on, now she think she me a song. Got a special ringtone, when it beep, I know she coming. She just put her hair on, now she think she flee a song. Nardo hit that, when she scream, I know she. I put her in LV, on my feet is LV. I think I'ma love her voice, ain't T.O. play LV. I think I'ma love her voice, ain't T.O. play LV. I think I'ma love her voice, ain't T.O. play LV. My bitch in the front seat, my other and back seat. Nardo, who your other I'm talking about my. No, I keep a bankroll, baby count my bankroll. Put it in your purse, she say it's too much, babe, it won't go. Too much, babe, it won't fold, too much, babe, I'm gone. I know I got a lot of y'all, but baby, you my favorite.
She love me, she love me not, she love me, she love me not. She love me, she love me not, she love me, she love me not.
Baby in this, like, let me sue her. I need millions for the new year. Then the third, I send my crew to. Know they hate how big I blew up. Got that chick for real, went all the market, get in, bought my blue one. Think my favorite car's my blue one. Pop that, for real, I do this. Put my heart inside my safe deposit box, cause I ain't gon' use it. I made 40 million last year, and this just off my music. I done finally got them falling, ain't gon' lose it. Seem like everybody snoozing while I'm steadily improving. I get money like I'm Jewish, I'm gon' be the one. She got all them braces up her own, look like she me or something. She can new Chanel whenever she wants to, like it's free or something. I've been buying Birkin bags with like they 3-for-1. Excuse my French, I'm sorry, mama. This phantom cost 500. I've been lit for 5 summers. Everyone know how I'm coming. Really, daddy bass for 35. We got outside punches. Don't want war with us. I'll spend it to my last 100.
Wreckies on wreckies. Now she thinks she missed some. Dressing like she texting. Now she thinks she missed some. Count up cash really fast. Now she thinks she missed some. Keep the in her bag. Now she thinks she missed some. Walked in with a baddie. Now she thinks she missed some. Gonna drop the Addy. Now she thinks she missed some. Bust down an Audemars, now she thinks she missed some. Cop another fine car, now she thinks she missed.
I was going through that pain alone. I was going through that phase alone. We all changed, you say I changed alone. Sleepless night, barely changing clothes. You know damn right you was wrong.
Shout out to anybody making stuff happen by themselves. Even if everybody letting you down, even if you in pain, but you still going, you still striving to be the best you can be.
I was going through that pain alone. I was going through that phase alone. We all changed, you say I changed alone. Sleepless night, barely changing clothes. You know damn right you was wrong. I was tired, they didn't realize. Certain vibes, it don't feel right. Plenty nights, get me traumatized. Why they lie?
Keep going, keep going.
You looking crazy, know the truth is crazy. I'm Dirty Yo, but I'm Chicago Jay-Z. And I was scared how that money made me. I caught a vibe today, looking crazy. Money ran low, right? Fellas can't vote, right? I can't even vote for who I believe in, sh- going right. I done dropped a tear inside the fear in the rain, more right. And I blame them.
Please don't turn away from me. I got enough on my plate, trying to turn away, trying to turn away.
Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, baby.
Nobody's talking like I do. I'm a bosser when I speak, nobody talking when I do. I'm a big stepper, the way I walk, keep f***ing up my shoes. No religion where I'm from, but they got faith in the way I move. Cause I'm an evil f***er, I deserve to die in pain. My heart's so cold, I got frostbite inside my veins. I can't see no evil, I put tenses on my frame. In the world so cold, please excuse me for this pain. We was kids, I'm the one your mother told you not to play with. She was scared for your life, never thought one day I'd take it. I know it's a cold world, but I'm a cold dick. Had too much conversations with the devil on my shoulder. This little body of mine never had a soul in it. Had trouble finding my heart, I'm a too cold with it. Can't give you none of my time, I know you thought I was blind. I even saw through the blinds, now you have control of me. I ain't never need no to keep me company. I just said it so you think I had a heart. You knew my true intentions from the start. Left a bunch of bitches reminiscing since we fell apart. Can't show no love for no pain, move the same way. And if I'm stepping in your hood, I let my chains hang. I can't be concerned about niggas, it's gang, gang, gang. Put you on a shirt, make your family feel the same pain. It's time to put it to rest. I never meant to break your heart, treat you like the rest. I know I'm a f***ing mess, I'll love it when you get undressed. And you tell me all those pretty little lies, I'm impressed, but it's true. Cause I'm an evil God, I deserve to die in pain. And my heart's so cold, I got frostbite inside my veins. I can't see no evil, I put tents inside my frame. And the world's so cold, please excuse me for this pain. Cause I'm an evil God, I deserve to die in pain. My heart's so cold, I got frostbite inside my veins. I can't see no evil, I put tensions on my frame. In the world so cold, please excuse me for this pain.
A love letter came through the mail, it said I miss you. I ripped it up and flipped with a tissue, try to forget you. I ain't got nothing against you, we human, we all got issues. But I'm tired of being tired, that part of me that died. I see it, then I don't act like I'm blind. I'm confident it won't be one of mine. I know emotions come in line, so I tell the truth all the time. Ain't got no sympathy for no fool. I admit that I'm rich and I'm lit. Jumping up on stages, I get 200 occasions. But I ain't really f*** the game, or we make the shut they trap down. They see how I made it, I'm the reason they won't rap now. See me out in traffic, make a hater pull his head down. Biggie's OG salute me, a stylist can't even stop me. The robbers probably wanna get me on my pen, I Lamborghinis. The youngest turn in my city, they try me, I get it crackin'. Some of this still would happen if I never started rapping. My people them steady trapping, and they still be getting mad if I tell them to chill. I'm trying to run up these M's, pay cash, and then he post the crib. I can't show nobody where my mama lived, that's how I supposed to feel. My niece just asked me what my diamonds real, I said of course. I just played the hand that I was dealt and had the force. All around the world they know it's me, they hear my voice. And I done it all in a pair of DRs. Yeah. Young age, learn how to get paid. Big stage, long way from session A. Big wave, he gon' have to get saved. Running on foreign, she been on the forest. I know I went there for you, at least I said I'm sorry. You know what it was, I told you that I was hardy. I'm emotionally scarred, that ain't even your fault. But don't listen to them haters, tryna feel you, it was soft. All this revenue coming in, I probably never spent. I just bought my BMW Benz, now that's another Benz. I just cut off all of my friends, and bought my brothers in. I don't see nobody but me, who I'm gon' lose to. I can't move around without two, these loose screws. I can see me taking the lead over the new school. They remember me from selling, they're my old school.
Fake friend, where your real friends at? No new, no new, but we don't feel that. The fake friend, where your real friends at? No new, no new, but we don't feel that.
We're leaving all the fake friends in 2021.
No new, no new, but we don't.
I need you to tag your real friend, tag a real friend under this mix right now. Let's go.
No friends in the industry, my brothers, man, you ain't no kidding me a fact. Oh, yeah, you heard about me, you don't know me more than that. Yeah, I know hey, yeah. No friends in the industry, my brothers been my brothers, man, you ain't no kidding me a fact. Whoa, I was never snapping when I chat before the app. Stood on everything I said and never took it back. Whoa, no friends in the industry, I had to draw the line between my brothers and my enemies, a fact. Let us start the beat, don't wanna keep it wrapped. Yeah, you hit us up and now we owe you something back. I was young, angel, but you turn me evil. Yeah, I know you, but you really ain't my people. Yeah, I heard some people say they know him as my equal. Truth be told, that son, girl, I don't compete with him. Ask about the boy and they gon' say he got the streets with him. So offensive knowing they don't have no defense. Why they always act like we can face it with a meeting? All that linking up, man, I'ma see him when I see him. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, brothers, but my brothers, man, you they don't kill them, that's a...
Hit her with the Heisman, I'm not on that type of time. Still flew diamonds, I understood the assignment.
Detail.
I'm in the Maybach vibing, them killers gon' trail behind me. Telling all them war stories, I never heard about you sliding. What be wrong with...
If you're in the gym right now, tag me on Instagram at DJ Magic Kenny. If you're driving around in your car, tag me on Instagram at DJ Magic Kenny. I will post you, baby. Let's go.
Speak. Let me teach him. He want no point, had to brief him. You not my op, you a hater. Stop telling people we beefing. She want me to take her serious. I don't know what she would think. Still ain't found out what to call it. We just sneaking and linking. Catch me coming down your timeline, giving it. It go viral, they mimic it. I'm speaking up because I ain't feeling it.
Nope.
Everybody don't deserve it.
What?
I been acting stingy with my energy. Still in cahoots with some dope boys that be reeing over with the stimulus. Packing and stacking and flipping it.
Hey.
How you cross your for this temporary?
Huh?
From EBT to BET, love, I'm legendary.
Big bad.
Shaking my head because this sad, but it's still funny.
What?
To call a baby big bro if he got some money. What be
Big up to anybody listening in Florida right now. If your city is sunny right now, tag your city in the comments. Not everybody you start with, you're gonna finish with. Not everybody is built to finish the race. You have to be okay with people leaving you.
But you might be your killer, nobody gonna play with you. I'm with you, boy, like this little skeet all dirt on bitch. I put it in for you, I spin for you, whatever you with, I'm with it. How you gonna cross the New York rockin' which I got you lit in the city. I've been multitasking, rapping and being a daddy to my little children. I've been spending on business and spending and spending and spending until I'm dizzy. I do all the smack, he never step or help with none of you killing. You doing a lot of capping, watch when I catch, I'ma whack you in front of the witness. Damn, you trippin', we could have been superstars. Remember when we were jacking cars? Now it's not safe for you. You switch like a flip. Damn, I think you trippin'. We could've been superstars. Can't help it, now I'm reminiscing. Remember when we were jacking cars? Now you better keep your distance, cause it's not safe for you. You switch like a flip.
Bitch, I wanna hang on Weezy, man, it's too easy. Dipping for every season, showing me they cleavage. I take some feel relaxed, like they therapeutic. She said that song called best, so she won't think I need it. I gave my Rose Ray some wings. Drink so cold I could freeze. Hey, first time I called Elliot, gonna tell me it's been 250. Now-
The Mafia. A secret order dedicated to Cosa Nostra, this thing of ours.
If you violate what you know about this life, and you're gonna burn in hell like the saint is burning in your hands.
Real squad mafia, dressed in black, your boys back and off the wall with blinks and bells and pipes and lame and cars and all. Real squad mafia, dressed in black, your boys back and off the wall with blinks and bells and pipes and lame and cars and all.
Cartoon Network, real good.
Score. Juice. Wu. Gucci. Frenchie. Flop.
Every day is Cinemax, every night's a porno. All my niggas gun ho, animals, Congo. Shining like a fresh pour, diving out of Frisco. The year's 49 and I know everything that Bo know. 2010, 17 and I'm ballin'. Free squad, brick boys, bad hoes callin'. Swaggin' through New Orleans, rockin' with the live band. Rockin' with the G's, brick squad should be on gangland. Pad to the bone, lay my hat where my home at. Trapped up to the T, I leave my gas where my tones at. Brick squad mafia, dressed in black, your boys back and off the wall with bricks and bells and pipes and lame cars and all. Shining like a fresh cut diamond like an actor. Every day is Cinemax, every night's a porno. Lucian metal flair, I know everything that Bo know. Shining like a fresh pure diamond out of Frisco.
I trap is a dry screw, call a missing window. Single finger lick, don't tolerate no snitching. Rich squad traffic, chickens in our kitchen. Chicken go for 30, chicken go for 30. 30 rat shorty, tryna screw a birdie. Chicken go for 30, chicken go for 30. 30 rat shorty, tryna screw a birdie. Chicken go for 30, but my chicken pretty. Nigga with them low numbers, hit chicken so dirty. I keep it 100, my trap do them numbers. Cause I keep that super clean, my brick Wonder Woman. I draw 62, my nigga 63 grow stronger. My trap hog go super hard, they love the aroma. I feel like it's 95, I still got that hunger. Slide through the trap, have my pockets on humongous. Brick squad trapping, got young Jew man with that money. 30 rat chicken, come and spend your money. If you spend that 30, your chicken 100. I pull out my trap, pockets on cucumber.
I just bought a chicken, and it came with biscuits. I trap is a dry screw, call a missing window. Single finger licking, don't tolerate no snitching. Rich squad trapping, chickens in our kitchen. Chicken go for 30, chicken go for 30. 30 rat shorty, trying to screw a birdie. Chicken go for 30, chicken go for 30. 30 rat shorty,
tryna screw a bird. I'm from QU, nigga. Who you, nigga?
What?
Neighborhood buzz, who the king much bigger? Neighborhood thugs, you are not no killer.
Shit.
Chopper shells beating on your chest like Gonzilla. Affiliated with gangsters, put the cannon to your mama. Beefing with who would get you in your DJ drama. Father made a nigga, mama raised a killer. Streets made me bigger, I'm that nigga behind the trigger. Tryna snatch the chain off my CEO neck. Or get you jump stabbed shot if you want respect. Gooch, juice, who don't fuck around. Chickens go for 30 all the way around.
I just bought a chicken, and it came with biscuits. I trap is a dry screw, call a missing window. Single finger licking, don't tolerate no snitching. Rich squad trapping, chickens in our kitchen. Chicken go for 30, chicken go for 30. 30 rat shorty, tryna screw a birdie. Chicken go for 30, chicken go for 30. 30 rat shorty, tryna screw a birdie.
B.I.G. Gucci Squad. Yeah.
Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
Oh,
30 years.
years old, I had 30 million.
Wow.
I had 30 million.
Wow.
I had 30 million.
Wow.
When I was 30 years old, I had 30 million.
Wow.
I had 30 million.
Wow.
I had 30 million.
Wow.
When I was 30 years old, I had 30 million.
Wow.
I had 30 million.
Wow.
I had 30 million.
Wow.
When I was 30 years old, I had 30 million.
Wow.
I had 30 million.
Wow.
I had 30 million.
Pardon me, but my initials R&D, not R&B. Excuse me, so when I throw them B's up, this ain't pleasure P. Treasure me, measure me, bloodline thick, my ancestry. Cutthroat, turn your turtleneck into a wet tease. And I'm coming through the airport, Louis Luggins up like I'm a king. What you mean? Diamond ring, I'm supposed to boost my self-esteem. But my niggas rich as me, they may be my selfish dream. Cause this is the selfish world, don't sit near me, taste real sweet.
When I was 30 years old, I had 30 million.
Wow.
I had 30 million.
Wow.
I had 30 million.
Wow.
When I was 30 years old, I had 30 million.
Wow.
I had 30 million.
Wow.
I had 30 million.
Wow.
When I was 30 years old, I had 30 million.
Wow.
I had 30 million.
Wow.
I had 30 million.
Wow.
When I was 30 years old, I had 30 million.
Wow.
I had 30 million.
Wow.
I had 30
1980s, dope game made me. Dope game raised me, dope game paid me. Rap game saved me, trap game crazy. Snitching out, breaking and got contagious. Rufus on body, cocky and crazy. Some of it true and some of it ain't. Can't stop attacking, you can't break a bank. Make you wish good, motherfucker, but you can't. Purple drink, purple drink. Purple, 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 purple. Ain't no workers in my circle. Polo shirts, some of those no Urkels. I'm still wobby, drunk and sloppy. Popping shit and women jockey. More money than that Gucci kit. Boy, I split, then go get rich.
When
Gucci.
I was 30 years old, I had 30 million.
Ah.
I had 30.
Turn up the volume and make the speaker jump out of your trunk. You will see.
I'm a product of the ghetto, selling product in the ghetto. That's the gas, can't slow down. My foot always on the pedal.
I'ma break them down.
Watch my partner with this work.
Yeah.
I'ma break them down.
Yeah.
Watch my partner with
yeah.
this work.
Yeah.
I'm a product of the ghetto, selling product in the ghetto. That's
Young
the gas, can't slow down. My foot always on the pedal. Watch my partner with this work. Watch my partner put this word. He got a clique full of corn dogs, selfish ass bull hogs. Top will make your body jump. Bullfrog, Kush fog. He cook work with no prog. Youngest they stay on their job. I'm front and work, no need to rob. Break even, be the odd. Lawyers they gon' eat the charge. Bands in my pocket, no Visa card. Prepaid phone with a calling card. Your favorite rapper, he's a fraud.
I'ma put that
DJ
shit.
Effect.
Pull up 30 a pie. I got my team in here and I swift with shit. Them birdies gon' fly. That's that party pack. That's that white girl. It's a party out in London with them Spice Girls. Bitches run the world. Trips to Costa Rica. Betty Gang got that boy. We call it Justin Bieber.
DJ
I'm a product of the ghetto. Selling product in the ghetto. That's the gas. Can't slow down. My foot always on the pedal.
I'ma break them black.
Watch my partner with this work.
I'ma
break them down. Watch my partner with this work. I'm a product of the ghetto. Selling product in the ghetto. That's the gas. Can't slow down. My foot always on the pedal.
I'ma break them down.
Watch my partner with this work.
I'ma break them down.
Watch my partner with this work.
I'm talking
White House.
White House.
I'm talking cocaine.
With the soda, to the dope line. Clipping my strap mixed with hollow tips. The hydro.
I'm a product of the ghetto, selling product in the ghetto. That's the gas, can't slow down. My foot always on the pedal.
I'ma break them black.
Watch my partner with this work.
I'ma
break them down. Watch my partner with this work. I'm a product of the ghetto, selling product in the ghetto. That's the gas, can't slow down.
every time you beat me, man, you know the homie keep it a Benji, man, at all times, man. Who the kid, who the king, keep it 100, man, always keep it a Benji, man. Spot.
Trapaholics, real trash.
I'm on a different path, man, you win another book. Came a long way from your neighborhood crook. That's that ass, baby, pussy wet, and she thick. And I really mean it when I say she on my dick.
Oh, she
on my D, I saw I see her with the J. Real hood bitch, pick her up from round the way. Tattoos and heels, I'ma fuck her till she passed out. Bed full of bitches, cause we fucking in my dad's house. I keep it a bitch, I keep it a honey. I keep it a Benji, nigga, I keep it a honey. I keep it a Benji, I keep it a Benji. I keep it a honey, nigga, I keep it a Benji. I keep it a honey.
Like my
Mozart. They live the life as a kingpin, why they find his ass in the junkyard. Murder shit, I know, boy. I ain't really scared of no boy. Couple homeboys in Lovejoy, and they all waiting to come home, boy. Got bricks all in my fender, bricks all in my floorboard. And you know a nigga pay the low for it, but disrespect me, I can't go for it. All my hoes will fly for it, all my niggas will die for it. And I can tell a killer when I see one, you can say, Gucci got an eye for it.
I'm back. No, I didn't say I'm black. I said I'm back. I'm back and I'm proud. Step away. It's my crowd. Here we go. OD Mac Drop, Rich by Mafia. Southwest. The best. Waka Flocka Flame. Chick Gap Funky again last night. So I did a drive-by in broad daylight. I'm all through together with the steam ass down. Hop out the cut, let loose on some clowns. Boom, boom, bam, my name is Mac Drama. I might hit the nigga or I might hit his mama. But the bitch couldn't help, she was hitting the dirt. Fucked up her hips and ripped her skirt. Ain't get it, loot it, gone. Tweet, dank, high, and here comes the popo, damn. Fucked up my whole little program. Now I got a smart sim ski skirt. Hit a couple corners, that'll work. Turn out the lights, got the car, y'all, you can't diss this. Pyro blood, wrist squad, what you vicious. Big up to Be Legit, that's where I get my lyrics from, he never quit. Big up to the Bay, I'm from the 206. Seattle, Washington is in the mix. Wrist squad, Mafia, Southwest. Shout out to all my homies, Double A, 1017. Kelzo, what it do? Bitch, I'm an officer. Walk a fuck a flame. Walk a flock a, walk a flock a bitch. YG Hootie. Moody Kid. Can't forget big homie Frenchie. Y'all know Gucci, man. Yeah, we are in this mix, y'all. Iceberg, where you at? Yo, Yodi, where you at? Slim Duncan. Young Joey. Joey Moses, K.O. Red, Kwame, Jazz Gotti, I'm done.
Yeah, it's an OG call. Y'all already know what it is.
Go.
Haters telling niggas I'm a problem. Slumping in these streets like I got them. 10-17 is what the time is. So the streets always watch. OG, Mac. Drama, OG Mac drama, OG Mac drama, OG Mac drama.
Hunting niggas down like a savage, freezing going off the rock to planet. Holding my crotch cause I'm manish. Any fuck niggas they can't stand it. Damn, my nigga we see had a kilo. Damn, I gotta call my amigo. Carolina to San Diego. Dope so potent make a reload. Click click, for my grips and my hunters. Nicholson Gardens with my bounders. Nigga eats like hustlers. Pound sippin' in and out of towners. Niggas round me, figure itchin'. Pay the right mind, nigga missin'. Naked bitches missing in the kitchen. Bitch call me down cause I'm vicious. Haters selling niggas, I'm a problem. Flossin' in these streets like I got them. 10-17 is what the time is. Cause the streets always watch. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. Getting to the wall like I'm Gucci. 10-17 a nigga Gucci. Shout out to my nigga Throwback. The nigga paid to do it. Blessings to my jackets and my robbers. I can see you niggas from my blockers. Riding through your city like a shotter. Thinking like a goon in the garbage. Too legit like I'm Hammer. Dip set nigga like I'm Camera. Hustle game nigga, yeah, hands on. Money for respect is what I stand on. Real nigga recognize real. Ain't even on the same hill. R.I.P. to Pacific. Cause you niggas know what it is. Haters telling niggas I'm a problem. Slumping in these streets like I got them. 10-17 is what the time is. Cause the streets always watch. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama.
OG Mac Drama. OG Mac Drama. What up?
What's good, world? Live and direct from Staten Island, New York. It's the one and only KRT, also known as Critical. And right now, you're tuned in to my brother, the real Lucius Lion, OG Mac Drama.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Devo, coming out of the UK, Taylor B Entertainment. You're riding with my man, Mac Drama. Power talk with OG. Keep it locked.
What up? It's Dante Bacot. You're now listening to Power Talk with OG. Listen to what he has to say.
Calico Jones! Checking in, BMF Switch Gang. Switch Gang ambassador, wrist like Alaska driveway, full of wisdom, I'm the slave master. And this is the exclusive Power Talk, OG Mac Drummer, Young Banks, Nicole J. You already know, man, we about to take over, man. Stay tuned, pay attention. Switch!
Yo, this is Ann Jules.
And your Earth from J.
And we are Ageless Angels. You know what's up.
Yeah, that's right.
What's poppin'? That's right. You're listening to
the one and only Power Talk
with OG Mac Drama, Top Star Hip Hop Radio.
This your boy Josh from YNC. You fucking with my partner, OG Mac Drama, Brick Squad Mafia Gang.
Yo, this is Kevin Anthony. You're tuned in to the hottest show, Power Talk. So keep it locked right here.
This is OG Mad Ronald. You're listening to the number one podcast for the truth. Top Star Hip Hop Radio, Power Talk with OG Mac Drama.
Yo, what it is? It's your boy Jay the Breeze. You tuned into the OG Mac Power Talk Show. Pay attention.
Yeah, it's your boy Young Suave checking in from the Mile High Club. You are now tuning in to Top Star Hip Hop Radio. Let's get it. Salute to OG Mac Drama, 1017 Squad.
What's good, it's your boy Trio Trey, representing Vicksburg, Mississippi. Y'all go get my single, Sentiment, in stores and all platforms. And you tune in to Power Talk with OG Mac Drummer. You feel.
Breathing planet Earth, no need to worry. It's a hot boom maker, give me my curry. Phone your posse and tell your mama. This is Power Talk with OG Mac Drummer.
Good world, live and direct from Staten Island, New York. It's the one and only KRT, also known as Critical. And right now you're tuned in to my brother, the real Lucius Lion, OG Mac Drama.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Devo, coming out of the UK, Taylor B Entertainment. You're riding with my man Mac Drama, Power Talk with OG. Keep it locked.
What up? It's Dante Bacot. You're now listening to Power Talk with OG. Listen to what he has to say.
Calico Jones!
Checking in, BMF Switch Gang. Switch Gang ambassador, wrist like Alaska driveway, full of wisdom, I'm the slave master. And this is the exclusive Power Talk, OG Mac Drummer, Young Banks,
Nicole.
Hey, I was talking on the mic and someone texted me they couldn't hear me. So let me take the headphones on. Piece of shit. Anyway, Maddie, can you hear me?
No, I can hear you.
Okay. So let me say the shit I said before. Welcome, everybody, for the our online 1017 Brisk Squad reunion. In case y'all don't know about Brisk Squad, let me give y'all a little history. About 2007, 2008, one of my daughters, got 20 of them, hit me up. Poppy, I'm going to be in a Waka Flocka video. I like a Waka Flocka. What the fuck is that? And she said, she's a rapper. I said, what the fuck? I could do what I was in the museum. What the fuck I could do? I said, I could rob them rapper shit. And she said, no, he's down the street. I said, so? He's a blow from the East Coast. I said, okay, because I brought that shit to the East Coast. I'm telling her, I said, okay. I said, oh, I said, there's millions of us. Even though he's living around the corner in Queens from us and all that. But he came into Frenchy Line. And so, unbeknownst to me, I left New York because a lot of snitching and bitching. And I came back to the West Coast, settled in the Valley of the Sun, and killed his owner. Anyway, social media was on the rise, and so I opened up a Twitter account. And I put my street name, OG Matt Drama. Within 24 hours, I got hit up by Frenchie and Wu the Kid on my account. They're like, is this D-O-G Matt Drama? I looked at him, I said, Frenchie, who the fuck you think this is with my name? You know, so I called him, and that's in 2009. They flew me out there to go on the, Hard in the Paint tour. And so, in case people don't know, the squad was going around telling everybody they buzz, but it's from the East Coast, and they had nobody West, people considered them fake. Well, my name was already known in the streets. And while we was on tour, Walker had a song called Bringing Gangster Back. You could Google that on YouTube. Anyway, and it's like about a third to the video, you see me pre-turban, OG Mac Drama going across. And niggas say, oh, why do niggas really know something? A real nigga blood. I say, yeah, these niggas real. And so they packed me away, and I disappeared into the sun. But I'm not the ordinary guy. I'm an OG not because I can fight the best, which I can't. Not because I'm the ruthless killer, which I'm not. It's because I'm smarter than everybody else in the room. Third eye. Yeah, I can fight. Yeah, I can kill. But I'm not the artist, not the baddest. But you fuck with me, you don't. You better what you're getting. That's all I gotta say. You know, I'm a man.
I like Vince, that. Not I like tough. That.
Yeah. You know, I protect mine. So let me finish yelling, Maddie, real quick. So after that announcement, everybody saw that it was real bloods and shit. It's like roaches. We turn on the lights, running out. People, bloods from all over the country is trying to press blocker. Hey man, what's up, man? Put me on, man. Put me on, and all that type of shit. And it got to the point, overwhelming. Walker Flocka's mom and Big D, who was a right-hand side, Mac, what can you do about it? I said, man, that's what I can do. And so, and plus they started fucking up their money because all these gangsters started coming to the shows. And most of the people that support the squad, yeah, the streets love them, but the people who pay it are white folks, urban, suburban kids. You know what I mean? The parents are scared. Oh, no, them gangsters going to kill you. So I had to, turn the heat down. And so I came up with a solution. I started 1017 Brisk Squad Mafia. That before Monopoly came out, by the way. So at that time, it was just 1017 Brisk Squad. And it was a management company solely to basically take off the pressure. Anybody who was a factor in the streets for the Blood Gang, we gave them an opportunity. Gave some of their, so we had artists from all the sets coming to us. You know what I mean? I'm not a duck. I brought experts. No business better than me. People with NBAs like Stevie J, my best friend. You know, and we started doing real good. Then Flocka started Monopoly, and the artists got into it. Not me and Flocka and all that. We cool. It's just an artist. So it was like, you know, we got two different groups from the same hood. They vibe for power. You know what I mean? Like, say you West Side and you East Side. It's like that now. You know, you represent the same thing and the same thing. So, you know, constantly putting fires out. And, at the time, the squad was one because they were about getting that paper. But after my stamp, people started becoming rich. Same. You know what I mean? Because now everybody was trying to fuck with the squad. They set the trend. And so people got big-headed. Back then, none of us had what we need today, artist development, hitting the lottery. You may mean well when you start, but you get big-headed, they fuck the world. And that's what eventually happened between Walker, Flocker, Gucci Man, even myself. It just came to a spearhead. Matter of fact, just recently, I made peace with Flocker. You know, never had problems with Gucci, but, you know, we grew distance, you know, because after I cloned him and he came out of jail, I didn't torch his personality. Yes, he's a clone. Heard it from me. Anyway, let me just give you an excerpt. Then we got some of the guests on calling in. Hold on 1 second. And I'll just run it down to y'all. If you go to 1017 Records, I like how they got it under the Wikipedia and all that shit. It gives you the story. So 1017, by the way, was Gucci Man's grandma's address in Alabama. That's where that came from. And Briscoe came from his squad. Flocka brought that part in. You know what I mean? So hold on. I'm about to read something to y'all fools. Hold up. Pay attention. All right. Here we go. Now you got the new 1017 record when Gucci gets all these new players in the game. But I'm an original 1017 Briscoe. Ain't nothing new about here. You know, original. He got Global Music, Soul Ice Entertainment. That was back in the day. Prince Jamal started that shit. You got Eskimo. And let me just get to the part that happened. Let me get to it. Juice Man, OJ Autumn. So a lot of players in here. So on December 16th, this was shit when it started going down. 2011, while preparing for a music video at an Atlanta record studio, Slim Duncan was shot killed while arguing with another person in the building, later identified as Atlanta rapper Young Vito. By the way, when Slim got killed, his relative, Major D Star, who carries on legacy, he said, "My drama want no one else to manage me but you." He was 15 at that time, and we've been on family ever since. That was the first crack in the armor, you know, with people feeling some type of way with Slim's passing. If Slim had lived, he'd be part of one of the rawest people out in the industry. Far better skills than Gucci both put together. You know, it's just what it is. So, and then on March 15, 2013, on Twitter, Gucci tweeted that he dropped Walker Flocka Flame and that Walker was no longer a member of 1017 Brick Squad. The next day, Gucci's management claimed his Twitter account was hacked and he did not send the tweet about Walker Flocka. That's some good damage control. By the way, when he went to jail, everybody abandoned Gucci. I mean, everybody's like, fuck, Gucci's gone. Month began 1017, we ran his whole social media, okay? And the ones who are in, they know that, along with Sean Payne, his former engineer. So, however, Walker would claim that this could be false, and later Gucci Man at Dipset reunion concert in New York City on March 2013. Walker told MTV that it would be impossible for him to be dropped from 1017 Brick Squad as his own stake in the company. He also confirmed that there was indeed a feud going on between rappers and they would never make music or do business together again. I hope that is false. Because I'm telling you, if Brick Squad come back together, we would be the hottest shit out. Because we're the realest. Trust me. Got all these okey-doke rappers now to take the corn. And so on September 7, 2013, various members of 1017 Brick Squad, they're talking about Mafia, and Brick Squad Monopoly argued back and forth on Twitter. Okay? Like I said, our artists going at it. Because I took Gucci's side. Only reason, it's like this. Gucci is the founder. He's the big homie. One of them. You cannot go against the grain, even if they're wrong. I follow the G-code. You know what I mean? This was the culmination of a label-wide communication breakdown and spawned Brick Squad Mafia, the label run by Mac Drama, which is where Frenchie, along with the multitude of other Brick Squad artists, first ended up after splitting from the primary group. Mac Drama is also known for being the key to Flocka's street credibility. Mac Drama had the young rapper fly out to meet with other OG Elm Street pirates. You can Google that. It's on YouTube. And with the nod by the original location by its original founding members in Compton, Flocka had his approval for ripping the game. He already had the approval. We just have approval to do a video down there. That's the truth. Shit, anybody go, how they going to prove something I already approved? Fuck out of here. L.A. niggas don't run me. As Mac Drama sided with Gucci Man in the greater dispute within the label, Mac Drama and Walker Flocka have since parted ways from each other. We have, but now we cool again. But, you know, this is what it is. And Matt Grammer went on to be the driving force behind artists like Don P, Vita Ruler, who signed Kid Ink, Gucci Mane, Frenchie Wu Kid, OJ the Juice Man. I worked with Chance the Rapper. I worked with a lot of motherfuckers. We instrumental, really, Briscoe, from a stem, everything. Even Prince Montana, he was down with the squad back then. He's walking around the tour wearing Fox's chain. Prince Montana's one of the smartest motherfuckers I know in the industry. He got his rapping sucks. Look how he made. You know what I mean? Mary, I mean, Puff Kardashians. Shit, I love him. You know, Chloe, they came out here to see us one time. See, this is the business, not about your music. It's about the business. I'm still here, and I'm not a rapper. Take notes, young people. Gucci will go on to say, fuck Brit Squad, and accuse the former manager, Walker Talker's mom, Deborah Atney, of stealing money from OJ the Juice Man and Frenchie. Frenchie's locked up, by the way. Him and some homies robbed the wrong lick. Dumbass. Don't drop the soap, blood. Frenchie also accused Gucci Man of paying for a young Vito's lawyer, the accused murder of former Kid 17 Brit Squad artist, Slim Dunk, which Gucci denied. Then Frenchie released a diss. I remember that time we was all, I did this record against Gucci, some people did, I mean against Frenchie, some people did against me, the father. It was crazy. You know, it got a little intense. I mean, it went beyond the music. Unfortunately, there have been some casualties of war, you know, and I don't agree like none of that shit. You know, we can agree to disagree. Brothers should not have to, you know, hurt each other. They don't fuck with each other. So, other people who came down, Hoodwitch, Pablo Juan, Lil Wap, y'all know Rallo, blah, it goes on and on. Now, Gucci got his little artist. I got a few. I got, I even got some Crip homies. From, who were he gonna call? I mean, he's a Crip, he's making Chris Kringle. He's from Mar Piru, Miss, you know what I mean? We got Main Product from Dallas. And I got a couple artists on the show. And a lot of people came from the squad, even affiliated. You know what I mean? It just one Fatal, you meant to be part of Young Money. I mean, and executives all did good. Everybody that came through the squad is doing very well. The only ones waiting are the dead ones. But without further ado, I'm going to bring on some of the former squad people are affiliated. So the number to call is 602. No, I'm sorry, that's my number. 347-633-9588. Press 1. Any motherfucking question you can. Oh, we also got Cass the Beatmaker. That's a stepson of mine, Atlanta. He makes beats and he does some great ass artwork. And his mother's Puerto Rican and bad like a motherfucker. You know what I mean? Anyway. Maddie, how did you first ever hear about Brit Squad? How old were you?
Man, I was old. I heard it through you, and I represented that shirt. I had people on sheet. How the fuck you know about Brit Squad? Oh, yeah, I'm a boy of OG Mac Drivers. Okay. I knew about Gucci Mane.
I met you through Convict Music.
That was a good show, man. First time I was on there, I was drunk out of my fucking mind, man. I remember that date, honestly. D-Tech's like, yo, come on the show. I'm like, okay. And then what, like 2 weeks later, you were staying on my curb for a night?
Yeah. I mean, we're brothers ever since, and you're my manager. So
straight up brothers,
that.
Man. Straight up brothers, yeah.
I'm just going to unmute the mics and have people introduce their names and we'll get to their story. Let's go with 404-272. Who's this?
What's up? This is Lady J.
Hey, Lady J.
Hey.
I just want you to is Cass with you?
Yeah, Cass is over here.
Okay. Just mute your mic. I'm just gonna bring everybody on first.
Okay,
304-690. Who's this?
Well, it's Shells. Who the hell else is from 304?
Hey, sweetie.
I don't know. What's up, baby girl?
The only West Virginia girl you got. What do you mean? Hi, everybody.
Hey, hold on, Shelly. Hold on a minute, then we'll get to you. Let's bring on everybody on at once. Hold on.
I understand.
510-326, who's this?
This is the longest, the biggest employee ever, female, to ever work for Brick Squad 217. Got me calling into this shit for a damn reunion, Dad. Really?
Hey, y'all.
Yeah. This is definitely Kira.
She said, yep, it's definitely me.
We're going to go your story first. Hold on a second. But before I do that, we're going to call somebody. Hold on one second. Let me get this phone up.
Where's Profit?
His food number.
Right?
I don't know. Oh, you know,
what do you mean you don't know?
Oh, he said
his
brother
died. Oh, my God, man.
For real?
R.P. to him. My condolences to his family.
Yeah.
Prayer for his
family. I got to hit him up.
That's another neighborhood crip homie of mine who I put on. He's a producer.
Yeah.
Hold on a
second. Yeah, that's fast. Too much of that. Like, we got to have all positivity. We send all positive vibes. Too much of it going on around us.
Most definitely. I agree. I definitely agree.
Yeah.
Hold on.
It's so weird to hear my phone ringing in the show.
Hello?
Hello?
Is that number 40? Yeah, I'm calling the last.
You gonna call somebody live on the air?
I don't even know. Like, I'm just hearing, like, I'm hearing the phone ring.
He doesn't. He doesn't care. He doesn't care.
Like, it's just OG Mac drama. He's going to do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah, I was
just
going to say that. He doesn't care.
It's still ringing on. I'm dying
to this stuff. He does what he does. I mean, that's OG Mac drama.
He does what he wants to do. When he wants
listen,
to do
when he walked over the line to Mexico with the alcohol in his hand and was like, no, I'm walking with it. And ain't nobody said shit to him. That shit was hilarious. He gave it to Cool Boy. He gave some to Cool Boy when we went to his house. Cool Boy sugar free Paul Walker. I swear, that was hilarious. I was like, he don't even drink. Cool Boy's like, but I entertain. I was like, well, yeah, I never saw that, but whatever.
I'm not gonna lie to you. He needs to be a little bit fair though. That's one thing he needs to be. If we gonna have a reunion with all Brick Squad employees, we need to have all fucking Brick Squad employees that used to be a part. God damn it.
You well, not I don't know. Listen. You know, I haven't heard of Waka Flocka except like every night forever, but except for the fact that I saw What
I
the Flocka.
Show, my bad. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can
what?
Hear you, OG Mac Drama. He disappeared.
Okay. Hey, Tara.
Yeah.
Let's start off with you. Tell them your journey.
Okay.
How old were you? Well, we're going to get your age. What position did you originally have with Brick Squad? Give me a story.
I'm actually very young, guys. I don't even mind saying my age on here. So,
32.
Right. So, I don't mind saying it. But, yeah, of course. Yeah,
I am.
So
I'm listening.
I had to be, like, maybe 20. I just started off on a call of dealing with artists. At the time, I was working for Facebook, verifying celebrities and stuff like that. And so I ended up working with an artist that knew Mac Drama, and he just so happened to, like, I think he was flirting with a girl that
was That's a
Mac
cool
Drama
story,
was,
man. That's a cool story, you know, for sure. So, anyways, well, continue.
So the dude's flirting with OG Mac Drama's girlfriend. He's telling me about Mac Drama, but he's also telling me, like, yeah, man, but I'm kind of scared. I'm dealing with this girl, but I don't know nothing about Mac Drama. I know about Brick Squad, but I don't know too much about Mac and Gucci and them. And I got on the phone with Mac one day. It was a three-way call. It was a conference call. A lot of us on a call. And Mac just, like, threatened the dude, went off, all that shit. And then he was just kind of like, who's on the phone? And everybody was quiet. But I'm like, I am. And who are you? Who are you? Say your name. Who are you? So nervously, I told him who I was, and he hired me. Now, a smart person would have got off the phone and got the hell on through. But I didn't know any better. So I ended up saying, okay, I started off as an A&R, you know what I mean? I don't even think I was really an A&R. I think I was a promoter starting off, and I didn't really know what I was doing. And I started learning about the beef and different things that was going on. But during the time of me working there, like working for Brick Squad, like I think I surpassed any employee that they ever had. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Like I literally, and my record on what I'm doing to this day actually proves it. So Brick Squad taught me a lot. I can actually say that. Like you got to be tough. That's the toughest label I've ever worked for in my goddamn life. People talk about Death Row fucking Records, but the difference between Death Row Records and 1017 Brick Squad is that Death Row Records ended, and 1017 Brick Squad didn't. It didn't. It just kept elevating. It kept moving. It kept changing and everything like that.
Yep.
So, and different people coming through. But the one thing I can say is that I just wish it wasn't so much beef. We way too much beef within this label. It's bad. But I love it. I love you.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate everything. I appreciate all the wild stuff. It's been a lot. I mean, it's been some stuff.
But
I didn't fire
you
three or four times.
How many roles you done had here, girl? Tell them.
You
said what? The roles you had here. Tell them the roles, the hats you have had here.
Oh, I started off as promoter, A&R, then head A&R, then vice president of marketing, then COO, and then I retired from Brick Squad 1017 as their global director.
Yep.
So I had the highest position. Yeah. They had to make it position.
And tell them what you are doing now.
Right now,
what you got going on now.
Oh, my bad. Right now, I actually work for Sony Music. I'm an executive at Sony Music as of like 2 weeks ago. But as of March of this year, I have major distribution through Sony Music under my own label. I'm not a sub-label. And, I got my own marketing. I get, definitely payroll, all the good shit.
We elevate people.
That's what I do for a living now, guys. I still
hey, Kara, tell her how many times I fired you.
Twice. He wanted to say three. Twice. I quit at least twice. So I want to say back and forth. He's been back and forth four times. But it's always been the same thing. Like,
I can say this about Kara. I can say this. She's one of the executives that never fucks around. She didn't waste your time unless there's money involved. No, no money, boss. She's not waste your time.
I think I have to.
I'm telling you. Now, most other people depending on me. Kara, only she needs that I got the green light, and then she go.
That's all I've ever needed. Tell me I can go, and I'll go. Fuck that. I'll go right now, but I'm going to bring a bag. We're not doing anything less than a few thousand, because we're bringing a bag. So, yeah. And that was in the beginning, so definitely we're up now. But I appreciate everything, Mac. Oh, I love you. I appreciate you that. I really do. And shout out to my son tonight, y'all. Hold on. Mac, shout out to my son tonight. Tyler had a game tonight. He didn't win. He's not feeling right. Give him a shout out, please, because he's not. My baby's upset. He's mad about his football game.
Tell him not about winning. It's how he played the game.
Thank you.
And a champion is a champion. It's all about attitude. Remember that.
Yeah, thank you, period. All right, I ain't going to take it too much time. I told my story, y'all. I'm ready to listen to that.
All right,
story.
I love you. I'll call you tomorrow.
I love you, Tita.
Bye, baby. Oh, Omar called in. Where you at? Hold on. Oh, shit. The other president called. Hold on. 803-295, who's that?
What's good? Y'all know who it is, man. It's the one and only Southern Outlaw, man. Former president of 1017 Brick Squad, man. Mr. Showtime, you get what I'm saying? Kismet CEO, the Duval Florida boy himself, man. What's good, squad? Up? What's that happening?
Hey, tell me your background.
Blood in, blood out, man. We're going to do this, man. Y'all know who I am, man. Hey, I've been in this business literally all my life.
How did you get the name Southern Outlaw?
I got that name, man, from the one and only, man, the legendary Tupac Shakur himself. You dig what I'm saying? Was on tour with him in 1992. And when, like I say, we just hit it off, brother to brother.
It was you, him, and Jermaine Dupri, right?
Yeah, our family, you know, our family's lined up, no doubt. Digital Underground. Who else was on that tour? Lil Coach Cheese. It was a hot tour, man. It was a hot tour, but you know, like I said, our family's lined up, and we just hit it off. We just hit it off, you know, because both our families have Black Panther, Muslim, as well as Masonic.
Your dad was a part of what band?
Oh, my mother, father, and uncle are part of the 70s funk group, The Family Tree. So, you know, I grew up on the road. You know, I grew up on the road, 5, 6 years old, man, with Millie Jackson, Joe Check, The Floaters, All My Godfathers, Earth, Wind, and Fire. You dig what I'm saying? Commodores.
No, hold on, Omar, I want to pause right there. So
what?
I got connected with him on just like Kara on the phone call, but I heard his background. So you guys got to understand, in the beginning, nobody wanted to fuck with me. So my name was OG Mac Drop. Like, we didn't fuck with no thugs. We just got over Suge Knight. Omar, yeah. So his music background is immaculate. Okay? You should know who some of his family members are. Okay? So, hold on, he knows the music, certified, and he's street. He even been in prison for murder. So
12 years straight, 2 on death row. You know what time it is, OG.
Yeah. Now tell them how we link, bro.
Tell them what?
Tell the audience how did we link up.
Oh man, it was crazy, but you know it was. I look at it as destiny. You know, all my entertainment company is called Kismet. You get what I'm saying? Kismet is Egyptian for destiny. And it just so happens I was managing a young artist back in, was that 2013, 14, somewhere around there. And I got linked up with OG by DJ Pac-Man, which is Snoop Dogg's cousin, who's a DJ out here in South Carolina. Went on that interview, boom, boom. It was a good interview. Had a second interview with my brother, Sirius Penny, who's also a Brick Squad alumni, and from that from that second interview, you know, OG was throwing hints at me, man. Look, man, we're doing some big things. I'm starting this. I'm starting that. I'm starting a new division of Brick Squad, and so I hit him up on Twitter, but I didn't know that at the same time I was hitting him up on Twitter, he was hitting me up on Twitter about the same thing, about coming on board as an A&R, this, that, and the other. So he instantly welcomed me into the squad and everything, and I became. He made me executive A&R of the whole Southeast region right off the bat, man. And that's what started it. And then, you know, like I say, unbeknownst to me, he had bigger aspirations for me. He wanted to bring me in as an A&R. But he didn't tell me until later that he brought me in to be an A&R because he wanted me to be president one day of 1017 Brick Squad. So after about what OG, about 10 months, maybe a year, boom, I got the call that we want you to be the president. I got the clearance from everybody up the line. And the rest is history, man. You know, so I'm forever grateful. I'm forever grateful to the, you know what I'm saying, to the man, you know what I'm saying, OG motherfucker, Mac Drama. You know, that's why you'll forever be my brother.
And I'm gonna say, because we've been through the gutter together, man.
Yes, sir.
And,
yes, sir.
You've all been loyal. Even when we get in an argument, you've been loyal. You know? Because next time we both say, fuck you. You know what I mean? But he's the one. Hello?
Well, you know, that's how I was raised, man. You know what I'm saying? When you raised by real gangsters, when you raised and been around John Gotti, when you've been around the Gambino family, when you've been around Colombian Mafia, when your godmother is Griselda Blanco, you get what I'm saying? When you've been on tour with Pop for 3 months, and loyalty is a part of you, and so that's how I was raised. And you know, no matter what you and I have gone through, you know what I'm saying, when I was A&R, when I was president, when I was with the label, even after, you still my brother, and can't nobody change that. Period. You dig what I'm saying?
And let's keep it real. When all the Briscoe went away, it was so much fighting between all the I mean, some of the A&Rs, I ain't gonna say full of camp, you should entice some of our artists away, promising when they go there, it's to drop them. Remember?
But I'm like, that's what you get for
being unloyal, you little bitch ass niggas. But see,
you brought me in. You brought me in to be the mediator.
and I knew you was above reproach. Nick can't bribe you or take your loyalty because you already did it. Wait a minute, I was supposed to be the calm one. You got a Grammy record already, okay?
No doubt. Nominated for two.
Okay.
Damn straight.
So,
you dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean,
a lot of people came to me because there's opportunities. If you're opportunities, I'm going to use you too. You know? I had this appointment.
No,
you remember Don? Don was like one of the best administrative VPs we ever had. You know what I mean? But, you know.
Yeah.
Can't
you say that you just found the right people to build with? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you do.
Listen, Shelly, I'm a hard taskmaster. So I mean, I'm fine. And plus, you got to understand, the fact is everybody was hating us, but blackballing us like a motherfucker. So, for you to work with me, you got to have guts.
Hey,
right.
You know what I mean?
And loyalty,
guts,
right? I would hope that everybody
does. Hold on. Shelly, hold on, please. Hold on. Let me tell a story. Hey, Omar, tell them. Did people try to come in your ear? Sorry, man. Come on.
Man, look, people didn't understand that, I mean, as an A&R, it was one deal, but once I became the president of 1017 Brick Squad, people didn't understand how difficult it was to wrangle in all the different personalities that was on the label and then deal with OG at the top of the pyramid. Because OG is a straight live wire. And so if something wasn't going right, someone's going right, and OG will come to me and he'll say, well, look, I want this, that, and the other done. And I was like, wait a minute, hold on. That's not the right approach. I don't give a fuck. We're going to do it. No, just be. No. So I had to be the calm one, although people didn't understand that my attitude, hold on, baby, that my attitude and my temper can go haywire more than OG, and OG understood that. But he brought me in because I'm the peacemaker. I'm the one that said, okay, look, how about we do it this way or that way? That's the Libra in me. How about we do it
right.
this way or that way?
Libra gang.
Right. If you can't do it this way, how about we do it that way?
I'm like, it's my way or the highway.
Yeah, I already know.
I tell people if they come to Mac Drama, if I tell them, like, if you want to work with him, you're going to pay, like, that's just the way it is. But, like, you know, it is what it is. Everybody's got to make a living. Like, that's what it is.
But see, he told me later on, after the fact, that that's one of the reasons why he brought me in. Not just because of who I am, not just because of my background, my resume, but because he knew that bringing me in, I can deal with him, because not only have I been on the executive side of things, but I'm also an artist, and I'm still an artist. I've always been an artist, and so I know the different mindsets. So I can deal with executives, and I can deal with artists. You dig what I'm saying? And so. He always came to me and said, well, what do you think about this? And if I give my opinion, he said, well, I don't like that. I tell him, I say, that's not my problem. This is how we're going to do this. And trust me at the end of the tunnel. You'll see the light at the end of the tunnel. And he trusted me to make things happen. Now,
that's
now, 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 the downside to that is, I don't play games when it comes to business. I don't play games when it comes to when it comes to putting music out, when it comes to direction, when it comes to guiding. So that's why a lot of artists came and a lot of artists went, because they'll go to OG and say, well, look, this is what I want to do. And OG be like, yeah, I like that idea. But then when it comes to me and I say, that's bullshit. I'd be like, man, we're not doing that. They need another song. And when I say they need to do things a certain way, OG would be like, well, if Omar said no, it means no. And they didn't like that. Yep. A lot of artists don't like that today. And I'm resigned from the label. They still don't like it.
I got some artists on the shelf. Back then I find niggas a 10-year contract. And if you get ignorant me, nigga, I own you for 10 years. So kick rocks.
Hey, man. I would never ever trade my time with 1017 for anything, because it was an experience. It changed, like I say, it changed my life. And I tell you this on the regular. It changed my life. You get what I'm saying? Because I've always been striving to be exactly what you brought me in to be. You know? And hey, man, hey, I'm just forever grateful for you and for all those that don't like the way OG do business.
I didn't know this shit about the music business in the beginning. People like you, CBJ, y'all helped me learn this shit. You know what I mean?
For sure. It was a learning process. It was a learning process from the start. You know what I'm saying? It was a learning process from the start.
We had conference calls with other niggas. They be cussing. I remember seeing, like, don't come on a phone if you can't have proper etiquette. They taught so many street niggas life skills. A lot of these niggas got their own radio podcast. Look at Busy. He got his own studio. You know what I mean? Look at, man, Josh doing good. Everybody that ever came here got better. Look at Kara, Tony. Everybody did. I remember these niggas, they were all balls at one time.
Did you cut them out?
Yeah.
Did you cut them out?
Yeah.
Hold on. One second. I'm going to take a couple of calls real quick. And Shelly got an announcement. Hold on. Hey,
I'm still here. I'm just, like, walking in the hotel, so, like, I'm muting you guys. But I'm still here.
Oh. And I got a major announcement, too.
Who was that? Oh, God. You ready for me?
I can tell you outside.
424-385. Announce yourself. Hey, Zay, is that you?
What's that up there?
323-379. Who's this?
That's me. It's Dana.
Huh?
It's Dana.
Hey, what's up, Dana?
Hey, girl.
Hello.
Hey, y'all. How are you? You okay,
hey,
Dana,
how old were you when you first heard about Brick Squad?
How
you remember
old
the first
was
song?
I when I heard about Brick Squad?
The first song.
I think I was probably like in my early 20s, maybe.
And who
19,
was the artist 20
years
first
old?
From Brick Squad? Who was the first
artist? I don't remember. You're
from California, so it could have been Joe Moses. I pretty mean it could have been our
Joe
South
Moses
West
was one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Mm-hmm. Ike Burgundy.
The Juice Man.
YG Hootie.
Juice Man.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who else? Of course, Waka.
Hey, Tim.
Waka Flocka.
Mobile. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Like, flock, flock.
Yeah. Yep.
Hold on a second.
How's everybody
now,
doing?
You're in LA.
I'm going to tell you guys something.
I'm in Arizona.
I found some strawberry cream savers today.
Yeah. Hey,
have y'all seen them in the
water today, Sherry?
Billy.
718. I said I'm talking.
Sorry.
718-433. Who's this?
What's going on? Y'all can hear me? What's going on? It's ABM 29-1017
yeah.
Bridge Squad, New York City. What's going
hey,
on, y'all?
Hey, where you located, homie?
New York City.
Hey, what up?
East side.
Hey, who was the very first Bridge Squad artist that you remember?
Shit, Gucci Man, fucking OJ Juice Man, Flocka. Flocka was a rap at the time, but it was OJ Juice Man and Gucci Man and stuff. I fought with them for a minute, for
okay.
real.
Oh, and so
yeah,
I was gonna say, you're a Bridge Squad 1017 promoter in New York, so road manager. How has your journey got interrupted by the pandemic though, right?
Yeah, really did. Really did hurt real bad for everybody. Not only me, everybody.
And I appreciate your support because you stay true to it. I mean, you've seen over the years the coming and going, and you know how hard it is to fuck with me because I don't tolerate no nonsense. You know what I mean?
That's facts. That's 100.
But at the same time, you keep it 100 with me, don't I keep it 100 with you?
That's what we do. That's what I got to do with you.
Yep.
Word up. You're all my peoples I fuck with, for real.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if this guy is on here. Hey, 424, are you there?
Hold on, let me hit this nigga on his text. These people.
Nigga, I just gave you the number. Hold on. 347-633-9588. You better guess on how you don't have the number. I'm gonna get on your manager. This is me about art development. People. Oh, wait a minute. Where's 404 at? We got to bring on Alana. Hey,
I'm here. I'm here.
Announce what is your position with Bridge Squad?
I am one of the new A&Rs in the southern region of Bridge Squad.
Okay.
Where
I can't hear you. Your phone breaking out.
Okay, sir.
I'm in Atlanta, ATL.
And tell people about your background.
Oh, you know, I started out as a model. I was modeling. I did some acting, did some extras. And then I also went into management, and I was managing a few artists as well. So I have musical background. I've been doing it a couple of years, but when I originally started, I was doing promotions for some people back in 2016. I was on World Star Radio and all kind of things.
Okay.
So, you know, I've been in the music industry for a minute now.
Yeah, well,
I went to school for nursing, but hey, the music game told me.
And let me ask you, you know about the controversy that's around Bridge Squad? You're not afraid?
No. What I'm afraid of? I'm afraid of the creator. I ain't afraid of no man.
That's right.
What I'm scared of.
You think you can handle me working with me?
Oh, God. I already been putting up with you for almost, 2 years now?
Well, I'm looking.
Two
what
years,
are you to me?
Not working with you, but putting up with you in general 2 years.
Hey, wait a minute. If I'm Lucius, what does that do?
I am Cookie. The name you gave me. I am your Cookie.
And let me tell you, she's a handful.
Well, why are you talking about me like that? Man, you know I'm sweetheart. Who's playing? By the way, hey, Maddie.
Okay.
I don't even know Maddie's still on here.
Maddie, she said hi. Maddie.
Yo, sorry, I had it muted. Yo, yeah, I'm listening to everything, man. It's perfect.
Maddie,
how you doing,
honey?
Hey, what up, honey?
Now, I'm going to make a pause real quick, because I promised Shelly something. Shelly, you have a note to make. Go ahead, baby.
Okay, let me pause.
So, I'm going to introduce myself, since everybody else introduced me. I'm going to do a whole long one. I'm doing a real quick one.
Oh, gee, shut the fuck up, man.
Shelly is like a wife to me. We argue. Go ahead, baby.
Except we don't sleep together.
But you cheat on me? But you cheat on me now, huh?
We have slept together, but you wouldn't give me no kitty, Cindy.
Right.
Oh,
but
geez,
that's not a bad thing.
The fuck up. She needs something to say, man.
That means that you know about my business. But anyway. So, guys, I'm Shelly Shells, and I'm from Huntington, West Virginia. Originally, I'm in the area still, but I have been a ghostwriter since I was 14, and I have been into music since forever, and music is man, understanding, soul, inspired, communication, just so y'all know that's my acronym. And I have been fighting cancer for the past 5 years. I had myelodysplastic syndrome, and they now say that I have, my bone marrow's been like concrete, and I've been fighting and shit, but I've been still doing what I do all through it. But I have a thing called myelofibrosis. I'm just going to tell everybody that they need to just keep up with, like, their minerals and stuff like that, because it's really important. For real.
And you just came off a cancer tour that you fully funded and financed yourself.
Yeah.
And I met you last week in L.A., and I can commend you. And you dealt with some
great
artists along the way.
I got something to say to her. Okay. My prayers be with you.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. But, you know, like, I defy everything anyway. I'm defiant, and, like, I'm Libra gang, and, but I love music, you all, so, like, I know music. I do everything, and then I know how to do everything, but I don't do everything because I don't want to do everything, but I had to teach myself the ins and outs because I got screwed over so much. Mac Drama's just family, Maddie's family, everybody's family, you know? If he brings them around me, I've got to accept them because I trust somebody until I don't. You all know how that is. But when we're born, the only thing we promise is we're going to die. So you guys got to live each day.
And Shelly,
so what?
How come you put up with me? Because you know I could be an ass.
Huh?
I could be an ass, but why do you put up with me?
Why? Because I love you. You're great. I just think you're great, as crazy as you are. I love you.
Yo, honestly, OG, you know what the answer to that question is, OG? I ask myself every motherfucking day. God damn it. I got to talk to this motherfucker another time. But you know what? I think you make us all laugh, dude. Like, you make us laugh. You don't give a flying fuck about nothing. And so that's how I was raised.
I don't give a shit about whatever.
You do, but the important stuff. But you always make light of bad situations. And at the same time, you're like, yo, I'm me. Fuck you if you're not me. That's what I love about you. Because that's how I live. That's how we got along, even through the bad times. Yeah, even through the bad times. Dana was there when you cleaned my house and everything.
I think people
are going
through the fire together. Don't really got a strong relationship. To me, relationships are built on experience. You got to go through the ugly and the good. Go ahead.
Okay, so tell him the story of what happened the other day whenever I was on FaceTime with you.
Oh, no, tell me.
Now you tell your side of the story. You was there. I got hung up on FaceTime.
Tell me, woman.
No,
I ain't talking about that because that ain't over with. Let's not talk about that.
Oh, really?
All right. Yeah, really.
We ain't going to talk about it. We going to pass that subject on up.
Okay, well, guess what happened the other day when I was on meeting?
Like you never heard it, okay?
Can I?
Okay,
can I?
You're dress missing on the radio. Damn.
Listen.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I want to tell
either.
You something.
I'm at, you know.
Hold on. Let me bring on this caller real quick. Hold on. 623-666. Who's this?
I was invited. Oh, I'm just listening to this. What's going on? How are you?
Hello.
We're doing great. Hey, I was just with her on the weekend.
Hey, what up, girl?
She looks like she sound,
what's
by the way,
on?
Y'all. Fine. Hey,
I'm cool.
Kia, tell everybody a little bit about yourself real quick.
Well, I'm Kia Couture. I have a sex radio talk show. I do dibble and dabble in music as well. I'm on clothing line, a makeup brand, lipstick line. Long story short, I do a lot of things. I like your radio show here. I was listening to everything that y'all was about. And I like how you bring
it
up.
I'm going to have to have you on here as a guest, okay?
Yeah, no doubt. Yo, that girl has a voice. Holy. No wonder you have a sex
back
show,
up.
Man.
I saw her first, nigga.
Right. I'm so weak.
Hey, Maddie, she is fine.
Yeah, man, right. that voice got me, dog.
I'm
voice
cool.
Got me.
No, usually women that sound like that are ugly and fat. No, she's gorgeous. She's gorgeous.
What do you mean?
Gorgeous.
I'm so
weak.
I can't even comment on that. I'm like,
girls who have like nice voices, that don't necessarily make them ugly and fat.
Party?
I said that don't necessarily make them ugly and fat.
Yeah,
no,
but this is
no,
OG's opinion on things.
You know
man.
What makes them a little it's your personality. You understand? So I know
exactly.
I know some Coke bottle shaped girls that are ugly. And that's because their insides are ugly. And
yeah.
And I know this one girl.
Hey, I like that. I like that.
She's a big girl, but man, she's one of the best lovers I've ever had in my life. She's beautiful.
More cushion for the cushion.
Oh, shit.
I just don't know what to say.
You just don't know.
I love this show,
you
man. Shit.
Thank you for having me on
like,
here. I appreciate
with all these beautiful women. You're going to put cheating on me with all these beautiful women. I'm not going to have it.
Number one, I belong to the youth. Okay?
Okay, honey.
And I put no strings on nobody, so no one put strings on me. Shit. I believe in free love.
Okay. That's why you got as many kids as you do.
21 kids. But look, that's because I'm fertile like a motherfucker. Yeah, that's
and county.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah. So you don't call that spreading the love? I'm just curious. Like, what the hell? Like, yeah, that's
well,
you what
you
were
never experienced this, so don't ask.
Well, no, like, I'm just saying that's what you were doing, though.
Hold on, we got another 602 caller. Hold on a second. 602-430, who's this?
He's always shutting me up.
What's up, everybody?
602-430.
What up,
everybody? Can you
hear me? Hello.
Yeah, you should be able to hear me now. I know you can hear me, right?
Oh, that's Prophet. Yo, that's Prophet.
Yeah.
Hey, Prophet.
I'm sorry
to hear about your brother, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Crazy situation.
I'm sorry, dude.
Prayers.
Yeah.
My condolences, Prophet.
Hey, yo, Prophet, though, while I have you right now, so I got a call from Convict Records the other day. And they're looking at, man, what the fuck is that? Yo.
That's like somebody, like,
screaming
like that.
No, I need to, I got to have a quick second right now. Proper. They're looking into people that have your skill set. So I need you to send me as many tracks as you can to maddymanagement@gmail.com, okay?
Hey, Proper, I'll give you his email.
All right, bet.
You can do contract with Convict Music with Akon in them, but you belong to the squad. Only way to lead the squad is
no,
fire.
No, no,
no
one, no one's
you know
trying,
that, right?
No one's trying to take, no one's trying to take
I'll
anybody from
know.
Anybody. It's just they call me.
For life.
It was unique. Well, I'm always rolling with your crew, anyways. You know that, anyways. But I sent you that text message as a joke, by the way, OG. Anyways,
okay.
Yeah, but he, yeah. So I'm just saying that I would like some of your tracks sent to me, like ASAP, if you can, Prophet, please.
I got you. No
and
issue.
Again, in case you guys don't know who Maddie M is, he's a celebrity manager, only celebrity, only manages top-notch people, and he's my manager. And so really, I tell him what the fuck to do, even though he got a lot more money than me, but still.
Hey, Matt, yeah, well, I grabbed somebody, bro. I grabbed somebody. I want to give a shout out to Ravon, know what I mean? Adult entertainer, know what I mean? Looking at doing some things. I don't know. We working on some shit, bro. So.
Hey, she's an adult entertainer, so she got an interview with me.
Hey, I'm just saying, know what I mean? That's a lot of different things, a lot of different avenues. Matt, you told
I'm
me
kidding.
To get some.
I said it's two porn stars. Casey comes. I used her manager. She's pregnant.
And then, hey, oh, also, I didn't get to talk to you earlier. I got a cat that's into doing a movie production and shit like that. Got all the fucking shit. Got all the equipment. I mean, know what the fuck he doing. This shit crazy, man. This nigga Chauncey Black. I went to school with this nigga. Bro, the team coming together.
Oh,
we gonna
I got to call you tomorrow for the Super Bowl events, man.
Yeah. Super Bowl coming.
Hey, y'all know Super Bowl coming out here to Arizona. We're going to be the place to get them when you can fit in. Real quick, though, I got Batman Zay on the phone. Zay, are you there? Zay.
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right, nigga, I'll tell you something. Hey, y'all, this was one of the newest artists to the squad. And you've been hearing some of the history, Zay, which you already knew yourself, because I always tell artists the truth, because I'm very transparent. You know, so what do you think about now that you are part of the infamous legendary 1017 Bridge Squad?
I mean, it feels good. Just want to grow, just want to build. Still working.
It's a lot of work, though. People think
yeah, a lot of work.
You got your famous, because it's famous brand, that means you got that interest. You still got to work. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
None of us got like this overnight. People don't understand. You know what I mean? Yeah, I was lucky to get in through being the big homie, but I still had to grind. And believe it or not, people know I'd be like, don't come to me unless you got at least $5,000 to $10,000 just to sit down and talk to me. And that's real. But I spent over $200,000 of my money. Really more. Because over the years, a lot of people have took money from me. You know, about $200,000. It is what it is.
Yeah, I feel that.
But I remember when I first came in the industry, it was like 50 racks to put an artist on. It's about close to $500,000 to put an artist on. So when an artist say, man, where are my advance? I'm like, get on your knees. Open your mouth. Get your advance. Pardon me, ladies. Motherfucker asking me for advance. Hold on a second. Hashtag eat a dick. I say what I want on my show. Oh, who's this? 628-224. Who's this?
What's up, OG?
What's up, OG?
Hello.
What's up? It's Danielle.
Who is it?
Danielle.
Man, about time you call y'all. This is Danielle, who's like a nephew to me from the Marcy Project. Y'all probably know his what's the name of his brother?
You talking about Jay?
Who's your brother, Danielle?
Oh, Sean? You know Jay? Jay-Z?
Yeah, go ahead, say it. Jay-Z.
Yeah.
This is Jay-Z's brother, but this is my little homie. He's in the Bay Area now. And over the years, through the whole Bridge Squad transformation, what's in your opinion, man?
Shit, we mo on that business now. Kind of got into it on some, mm-hmm. You feel me? Let's make some music. Now it's all about that business.
Yo,
but
is this who I think I'm talking to?
You already know.
Yeah, don't you?
Yeah, I already know, man. What's up, man? It's good to hear you.
So what you what?
Good to hear your voice, dude. What up?
Until you too. Just been staying out the fucking way, man.
Yeah, me too,
like,
man.
I don't know what direction the world's spinning in right now. Like everybody a gangster now, everybody got a gun. You feel me? I'm like, y'all motherfuckers don't watch the end of the movie, do you?
I get like, more guns than them, though. Yeah. I've always had guns. It's about not having a gun. It's probably using it. You feel me?
Yeah. Yo, man, holler at me in your downtime, all right? Holler at me again in your downtime. I want to talk to you.
What's up?
I'll text your number, his number to you, man. Hey, look here.
No, he got it.
Hold on, I want to make an announcement, and then we continue with the show. So the reason why I put this reunion together, squad people who don't talk to me, they listening. I'm always being watched.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to plan to see Brit Squad, if they could put together a reunion tour, put the personality. Everybody have their own bus and their own bodyguard, and get that bag, we will crush them. I'm putting that out there. So,
yeah.
Twin, Amina, I know y'all listening. Rocco, Wop, I know y'all listening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's make that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Put aside differences and think like a Jew for a change. Shit.
What the hell?
Stop thinking
so,
like a Jew.
My goodness.
Uh-oh. So,
OG.
Hey.
You know what? Hey, OG. Thank you for our freaking support in my tour. I appreciate that.
No problem. Hold on. Somebody nominates want to get their hand up. Hey, caller, who is this?
Shells, we always got you, man. We love you.
Who's this?
Yeah, and Maddie, you
Hello?
Had me, and, like, everybody
hold on.
Just had me.
Hold on. Can y'all please
hold
on?
We got you, girl.
Hey, caller, I'm
No sorry. Matter what.
I'm muted.
Hello.
Who
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. Oh, what's up, Yankee?
I was sleeping, and then I'm like, what the hell? I said, let me try calling to see if these fuckers are still awake.
Hey, y'all, this is
hey,
the
sweetheart.
Baby psychic from America's Most Wanted, who captured everybody that she found out, and she's my friend and my personal psychic.
That's right.
I know, she scares me, man. Every time she calls me, I think that she's going to tell me I'm going to die today.
That's not good.
Hold on, Maddie. We have a time. I'm going to make this announcement while we're still alive. So the reason I called everybody together, except for the two people you met here, I officially fired everybody from the brand, except for the artist and a couple of A&Rs. You heard me. I said, everybody go. Why? I want
okay.
them to hear from former employees who are doing good. You're going to do good out there, but I got to let you go. Now, why? We are completely digital. We are a system now. I'm not welfare. I don't need all y'all now, okay? The whole business world
no.
is changing.
We're actually starting to work
now.
Like a unit now, man. We're actually working as a unit now.
So,
wait
till the press release hit, okay? And don't get me wrong, the people who are leaving, they are doing well, people, okay?